What's up, guys? Back again, Scorpion Daily. I'm very, very hyped and charged up right now. The creator economy is coming. And the creator economy is going to be every single independent influencer, marketer, brand name that's going to be making a living off of creating content. So if you create content to make your living right now, you are part of the creator economy. And I do believe that right now we are in the early stages of what we've seen. So we haven't even seen anything yet. There are more and more content creators starting every day. Some are better than others. And what I mean by better than others is some are more consistent than others. That's for sure. But anybody with a passion, someone that can spark a flame in their heart, can become a really awesome creator. So I don't want anybody to be discouraged. There's a lot of competition, but that's never stopped me. That's never really made me flinch, you know? I've never worried about the competition. Because if I've chosen to go into something, chances are I've already done my research on what competition lies ahead and have compared that to everything else that's happening in the world, all the other industries, all the other competition. And I always take my chances when it feels right. So if there's something that you can take away from this, I hope that you can take away my essence of not being afraid of the competition or the saturation or there's already too many people doing it. I'm never worried about that ever in my life. So, and I mean that. That's 100% the truth. So moving forward, I want to do things that are aligned with me, my purpose, my passion, my values, anything that really sparks up inside of me. That's what I'm going to do. And that's the type of content I'm going to create. So just like this podcast here, I'm actually very interested in pushing out this kind of content, whether it's considered motivational or considered self-help. I don't know what you would call it. Maybe it's a stoic philosophy. Maybe it's just me documenting my thoughts. I think that's more of what it is. But it's also a kick in the face. I want to push reality right into your face. And the reality is there's so much opportunity and there's nothing really stopping you. I think that's how I feel in this moment, and that's actually my reality. My reality is not dark and tense and sad or gloomy or depressed. It's not cynical at all. The reality is we live in, if you are listening to this and you live in one of the top countries in the world, right? I live in one of the top countries in the world. I have everything that I could ever need. I'm grateful for all the opportunities that I have. I have zero complaints, zero regrets. I don't judge other people. This is my reality, and everything's on me. Like, if something goes wrong in my life, it's because of me, not because of anybody else. So I've taken accountability for all that. And this is my reality, is that, well, this is when I say my reality, this is the reality that I've seen, which is there's so many opportunities out there. You never know. You're like one phone call away, one comment, one video, one DM. You're literally one away from linking up with someone and could take your career to the next level. You're literally one show away, one DJ gig away from making it onto the big stage. I truly believe that. So, I don't know. I just can't. I can't feel down or scared or doubtful. I can't have any doubt based off of what I've seen. You know, it's super early still. If you want to pursue a passion, I don't think that there's a lot of people doing what you want to do. That's just my humble opinion. If you want to become a DJ, music producer, there's actually not a lot of people that are doing it, even though it seems like there's a lot. It's really not. And then when you jump into it, if you can separate yourself away from the pack, you don't really have that much competition at the end of the day. Like, the only real competition you have is to yourself. So, I'm very confused when people get discouraged because they believe so many people are doing it. This shit hasn't even started yet. You think there's too many social networks right now? Just wait. Just wait until there's 50 different apps for 50 different pathways, 50 different avenues, 50 different ways to earn revenue. It's the way I see it. If you think there's too many people creating content right now, just wait. Just wait. In about 10, 20 years, I promise it's going to quadruple. If you think that it's too hard right now to build a following because there's too much competition out there, I think you're wrong. The fact of the matter is most of the people aren't really getting that much value out of the people they're following anyway. So how easy do you think it's going to be to convert those people when you're actually producing content that matters and it's something that is giving them, bringing them joy, happiness, knowledge, education, entertainment? When you stop creating content selfishly and you start creating content for the end consumer, you've now opened up the world of actually having a shot of making something happen. So I implore you guys, if you're listening to this right now, you have to make a push. You have to do something because the opportunity is here and it's not oversaturated. It's barely just begun. So that's my two cents. That's my take on the creator economy, on what's happening for most of the marketing and the influencers. The bottom line is, for decades, for so many years, the marketing dollars, the advertising dollars, those have all gone to television, commercials, billboards, newspaper ads. Ads in a magazine. All that money is now finally being shifted over, and we haven't even seen it at a grand scale just yet. You can imagine when a 15-year-old who creates content is now making over $40,000 a year. You can start to see what's going to happen here in the next 5 to 10 years because the marketing dollars are no longer going as far with the regular TV outlets, the old TV channels. You know, if you look up the news channels, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, all of their viewership is down. Their viewership is at an all-time low. Why? Because everyone's spending their time on the internet. They're watching Netflix. They're watching Hulu. They're on YouTube. They're on Instagram. They're on Facebook. You know where they're at. You know where the attention lives. They're on TikTok. So if you know where the attention is, it's finally time that you start creating content to really get your name out there, to really consider yourself a staple in the community that you want to be a part of. I mean, you can even build your own community. So that's my hope for myself, and that's my hope for you too. Please do reach out if you have anything you want to talk about. I'm more than happy to spend some minutes on that. So I appreciate you so much. I think you're awesome, and I hope you have a great weekend.